Morning Show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
All right, today is Friday. It's May the 15th of 2020. May the 15th be with you. Glad you guys are here with us. We're ready for a Friday.
Yes.
So, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend, but I'm still ready for Friday.
I get it.
Today is National Pizza Party Day.
Okay.
National Chocolate Chip Day. I was kind of tempted this morning. I've tried to do my diet. We're on day two of the diet.
How's it going?
I've completed day two of the diet.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So far, no cheats. Down 18 pounds.
You are a liar.
2 days.
If you were down 18 pounds in 2 days, someone would be paying you for a workout program.
I know how to do this, man. I'm just telling you. I know sometimes you don't think I'm good at anything, but pretty good at losing weight. 18 pounds, 2 days. It's a new record.
Not true.
Thanks for starting your day with us.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a story out today that JCPenney, the big retailer, is going to file bankruptcy today. And they're looking at closing somewhere around 200 stores.
Wow.
So I have these fond memories of JCPenney from when I was a kid. Because in Plano, Texas, there was, I think it was called the Collin Creek Mall. And it was like a big adventure if my mom took me and my brother and sister to the mall.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she did it. I mean, because we were all over the place. I can specifically remember things like hiding in the middle of clothes racks.
Well, I did that too.
And, you know, your mom's looking for you and you're hiding behind stuff.
Yes. And there was three of you guys, right?
Yeah.
So y'all were like tag teaming all over the place.
Yeah. We're going every which way. And we think it's funny to hide behind something and mom to freak out that she can't find us.
Right. Of course.
Because that's funny. We were comedians at an early age. But it is sad, though, because I remember going into JCPenney like in the mid-80s or something like that. And they used to carry those bomber jackets like Michael Jackson would wear.
Yes.
And that's where I saw those and was convinced I had to have one.
Wow.
And when I think back on it, there's no telling what it would cost.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a trendy thing and it was probably fairly expensive.
There's probably parachute pants hanging next to it.
Probably so.
Mm-hmm.
So, JCPenney set to close around 200 of its 846 stores. I was looking to see what was happening, like if that was going to affect anything locally. And, of course, obviously the mall at Turtle Creek has been affected already in the city of Jonesboro in northeast Arkansas. But, you know, how will it affect the rest of the state? We're going to have to wait and figure that out. There's also a headline, though, that said, this is 2 days ago, JCPenney gives executive bonuses ahead of deadline for possible bankruptcy filing, where they were giving bonuses around $1 million.
All right.
So bankruptcy today, bonus is 2 days ago of around $1 million for executives. So that's how it works these days, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I am so excited. The year was 2000. In the year 2000.
Okay.
And Kenny Rogers had the number one song in country music on this day.
If he could only read her mind, she'd say, buy me a rose, call me from work, open a door for me, what would it hurt? Show me you love me by the look in your eyes.
It's Kenny Rogers.
These are the I need the most in my life.
Brandon, this is a great song, but I am going to remind you that it is Friday, and this song might be a little bit slow for what we were maybe going for.
Now the days have
we kind of want to celebrate.
2 years of feeling all alone.
Feeling all alone, like, you know.
Wait, so you're dumping on Kenny Rogers this morning?
No. Not dumping on Kenny Rogers. We love Kenny, but maybe something just a little bit more, I don't know, happy.
That's the one I have ready, though. I mean, do you think? I'm a magician. I can just pull stuff out of my hat over here?
Actually, I do think that.
You mean to give you something more upbeat?
Yes, please.
All right. I'm sorry. I do apologize. How about this?
Yes.
The year was 1992, and John Anderson had the number one song in country music on this day.
But don't ask her on a straight to keep the night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night.
This is even older than Kenny Rogers, though.
Something different.
One more upbeat for you.
Here's a glass of Chablis, some quarters and change.
Wow.
Maybe you can turn her love life around.
I like this one too.
Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old man Rory down.
You know the words? Like I do.
You don't? Just remember her heart's on the mend.
If you ever come back to see
her, everybody, let's sing it together.
Don't ask her on a string to keep the night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a string to keep the night.
It's Kelly's normal Friday. She blames her broken heart on every man in sight.
Don't ask her on a string to keep the night. Thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
She is
on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
That's Kelly.
On a straight tequila.
John Anderson, Straight Tequila Night, number one on this day in 1992.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Katy Perry. So Katy Perry and her fiance, Orlando Bloom, are expecting a little girl, and she's busy getting things ready for her, but she's also using this time to release new music. She has a new song out called Daisies, and with the song, she put out a video, and it's basically a maternity shoot, it seems like.
Hmm.
So she's in a field with waterfalls, and she has on like this white flowy dress, and it really shows her big baby bump, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Very minimal makeup, so it seems kind of like a quarantine video. Really pretty, but it's a maternity shoot, and it's it shows her belly in full. Let's just say that.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But the sound is called Daisies. This is Daisies by Katy Perry. Here's what it sounds like.
You tell me that I'm crazy, but you'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. You tell me that I'm crazy.
We have Katy's video for Daisies up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And today's a big day if you're a fan of the Jonas Brothers because, y'all, we have bonus Jonas. The Joe Bros are back and they have music, and we're going to give you a sneak peek at new stuff from the Jonas Brothers. You like that?
Joe Bros.
There's a new song out called Five More Minutes, kind of a slower song, Jonas Brothers.
Give me 5 more minutes. Baby, I'm not finished loving you. I don't wanna end up when we're only just beginning. Give me 5 more minutes. Oh, yeah.
All right, that's 5 more minutes. The Jonas Brothers, they also have a new song out today that's called X. And this is what X sounds like.
Once in a movie.
New stuff from the Jonas Brothers out today.
Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner. So she's 22. She's a billionaire. She's a mother. And she just experienced a major life event that happens to most of us a little bit earlier than it happened to her. Congratulations to Kylie Jenner. She got her driver's license.
What?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. She posted a picture of her license on Instagram, and she's not smiling. She looks really pretty.
Yeah.
But it's her shot from for her driver's license. She got seven, as of now, 7.7 million likes.
For a driver's license photo.
7.7 million likes. So if you're just interested to see what kind of picture gets that many likes, yeah, just go to Instagram and look up Kylie Jenner.
I think I'm going to post my driver's license photo and see if I can get anywhere close to that today.
Right.
Because it's good looking too. As opposed to 7.7 million, I'd probably get about seven at this point in the morning. Hey, got your gossip on Raven Simone. You know, she's from The Cosby Show, yeah. Raven's home on Disney. So she was on The Cosby Show when she was little. She played Olivia back in the day. And they said she was 3 years old when she started on the show, right? And I guess her parents had to control the money. They put the money back. Raven Simone still has not touched any of The Cosby Show money.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is crazy. Which is the way it's supposed to be. You hear about these child stars mm-hmm. who make the money and the parents have the control of the mm-hmm. funds and they spend them into being broke and stuff like that. Raven hasn't spent one penny of her Cosby Show money, which is pretty which is pretty crazy. You know, she had That's So Raven, Raven's Home. She's found a way to be successful. Mm-hmm. That money's just sitting there in the bank collecting interest. They say her current net worth is somewhere around $55 million. So there you go. Congratulations, Raven Simone. Not a bad gig to have, right? And of course, every morning here on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
6:34 across Arkansas. Good morning and welcome to Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Partying, partying.
That's about enough of that song.
What? Let's listen to the whole thing.
You think so? Having a big party at my place tonight. I don't know if you got the invite. Hopefully not. Get up and get moving, Friday.
Coming over tonight.
Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna party? This is old Brandon.
Is this a karaoke really version?
Go. We're going to kick it up a notch. Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you want to party?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is old Hank.
Yep.
Ready to get your summer started. I cooked a pig in the ground. We got some beer on ice. And all my
hey, friends are coming over tonight. Friday morning with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So I believe we are reaching an animal quota at my house, and I am worried that there are legal ramifications of said animal quota. And my wife doesn't care. My son doesn't care.
Well, I will say that their Instagram stories last night were very interesting.
Yeah.
My kids were very involved with your wife's Instagram story.
Right, because we always have to be doing something. Like, we can't just, like, hold steady on anything, right? We always have to be achieving, overachieving, finding new things to spend money on. So we have, let me go ahead and run through what we have right now. We have three dogs. We have a German Shepherd, two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, who both got haircuts the other day. And we also have a lizard, KJ, which is Kai Jr.
That's funny. Did he come up with that? I love it.
You think?
Yeah.
So we have those animals, and Leslie is walking through the yard the other day and sees a turtle. Literally, the little turtle is probably about the size of a quarter.
tiny.
And it's adorable, right? The smallest little turtle. I didn't know turtles were even born that small.
Right.
So she brings it to us, and we're like, oh, we should probably keep him safe so, you know, nothing happens to this turtle.
Yeah, because if it's by himself.
Yeah, and that's what it was. He's just wandering the yard.
Aww.
So she decides we're going to take in the turtle, like it's an adoption.
Of course.
Right, or we're going to foster the turtle.
I would have done the exact same thing.
So I don't know if you're supposed to do that and take the turtle out of its natural habitat and bring it in. But we did have an aquarium, like an old aquarium that we had something else in at one point, like a hamster or something like that. I don't know. So she was all excited that we weren't going to have to spend money on new stuff for the hamster until they decided to go and see what the turtle might need. Kelly, they spent $100 on extras for a turtle they found in the yard.
Don't turtles normally, they don't cost any money out in nature,
they
correct?
They just wander. And they're fine out there. They're fine. It's like they're worried about the environment. I'm like, it's going to be 100 degrees soon and the sun's going to be shining, but we have to have perfect temperature water like it's an indoor pool. So now this sucker is in Kai's schoolroom. The aquarium is full of water and these expensive looking rocks. It's like we have a mountain. It's like SpongeBob's friends could live in this thing.
Basically, the turtle has hit the jackpot.
Oh, it's the ultimate win for the turtle, but it doesn't stop there.
What do you mean?
Because they went driving back roads. I get home and there's another turtle, like a turtle that's probably double the size of the quarter looking one, and a giant turtle in my house.
What? So they're all in the aquarium now?
Different aquariums. They all have their own space. It's like our schoolroom has become the turtle room.
You know what? It's like having a lab. Basically, she could start teaching school at the house. Y'all could have a whole science lab for the neighborhood.
But don't you typically have to dissect the animals?
No, not turtles. That's like frogs. And those are typically already passed on when kids do that.
Yeah, because somebody stuck a dagger through their heart. That's what they do. I know friends who go out there and do that. One of our friends was like, hey, let me show you what happens when you go frog gigging.
Frog gigging, yeah.
Yeah, and they have these big spears like they're ancient Romans or something like that. I don't know if they carried spears or what. I didn't pay any attention in school. Romans. Did they not carry spears? Who carried spears?
Cavemen, I don't know.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay. I don't know about that. But anyway, so they go out there and they have these spears on the end of it, and they just look for these things. They shine lights in the field, and they stab right through the middle of them, and then they're proud to hold it up. It's like how I hold up a piece of steak. If it looks medium rare, they're holding up a freaking frog that they've impaled.
Have you seen the legs on some of those things?
On a spear. Yeah. I mean, I get that they can be pretty big, but I don't know if, like, when you eat frog legs, I don't think it's a frog that we found in a field down the road. You know, I'm thinking the restaurants found something they call frog legs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're really frog legs. Like, if you see frog legs on a buffet, are they really frog legs?
I think so.
Or do they just find little bones and put some meat around them? Because where are they getting those frogs?
That's a great question.
If it's out there on the back roads of Valley View, I feel sorry for those frogs, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I can do it. A little frog looking up at you and right through the heart.
Poor Kermit.
Yeah. It's Kermit Teeth wrong here. Can't do it this early. Here's Keith Urban.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So the police in Augusta, Georgia got a call from a Taco Bell around 11:45 p.m.
Okay.
Apparently a woman had gone through the drive-thru and for some reason she attacked the employees with her bodily waste. Now, she sprayed the employees with a squirt bottle, and in the squirt bottle, she had urine in the squirt bottle. Then she threw poo at them.
No, she didn't.
Now, no one really knows yet whose poo it was, but she did that. She's in the drive-thru and throws it at the people. So there's nothing to the story on why she did this.
Wait a minute. You don't know whose it is? You think she picked up somebody else's?
Well,
is this something you buy on the black market?
I'm not sure. I'm going to go ahead and guess that it was hers, and I guess people are affected by the quarantine in different ways.
Oh
but God. Anyway, The restaurant had to close 2 hours early to decontaminate everything. So that's good. But as of now, the police are still trying to track her down. But speaking of throwing poo, that makes me think of those silly monkeys at the zoo. Have you ever seen them? They'll throw poo at people through the cage, right?
Yeah, I saw one in Nashville actually grab it and then look at it and then throw it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's gross.
Well, what do you call an angry monkey?
I don't know. What do you call an angry monkey?
Furious George. Happy Friday, everyone. And there's more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We appreciate you listening to us, getting your day started with us. It's going to be a good Friday, right?
It is, yeah.
I feel it in my bones. We have a good Friday.
Good.
But I'm told that we have somebody on line three who has a question for us.
Okay. Good morning. This is Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Yes. Is Brandon even a man?
Wait a minute. That is not nice. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, you can't go frog gigging.
I think
there's a lot of women that go frog gigging.
Oh. You're right, but it does make me sad, too. It's like you look at them in the eyes, and then you just stab them.
Yeah, but you can't look at them in the eye. You just, I mean, that's food.
Wait, so you'll eat them if you catch them?
Yeah. You clean them, and then you cook them.
Tastes like chicken.
So wait a minute. You clean them. What do you do to clean them?
Well, you know, the thing has to be dead, but you skin them.
Oh, my gosh. So do you just eat the frog leg, or do you eat more than that?
No, you just eat the legs, the back legs.
Hmm. Is there more meat on a frog?
I don't think so. There's not much. Not enough to, you know, not enough to skin them.
So you fry them, though, right?
You do. Just kind of like chicken.
But do you think...
So you batter it and fry it.
I mean, we have some friends who go out to the back roads. They come back with these big old frogs, but I just don't know if I trust eating frogs from Arkansas back roads.
I mean, they're just as clean as anything else.
My logic's messed up, isn't it?
I would think so. especially if you're going to live in this area.
I know.
This has been the greatest call.
You're going to have to bring me some fresh frog legs, all right?
Okay. All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I wonder if people actually, like, raise frogs for food. Or do you just go out into some field and try to get them?
And then when you cook them, like, I wonder if you can cook frog legs, like, in an air fryer.
In the air fryer?
Yeah, we're using that a lot lately.
Yeah, I used it last night too, but I don't know about frog legs in the air fryer.
I don't know, but...
I think you want to drop them in grease.
But the air fryer would be a little bit healthier.
Oh yeah, let's go get a frog out of a field and worry about the health. Do frogs carry disease? I mean, I don't know. What's
Do
up
you
with
like
you and your
frog
air fryer?
Legs?
Yeah, I like them.
I don't
I've
like
had
them
at buffets. Like, if you go to a catfish buffet and they have some frog legs, mm-hmm. I'll eat them. I ain't going to go out and try to catch them myself. It's like me going out and trying to catch chickens. I don't go catch chickens. You act like I'm crazy for not wanting to go frog gigging. You think I'm out there killing cows on the weekend?
No.
No, it's somebody's job to do that. I ain't going to go out there and just knock off a frog and bring it home and eat it. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I sound crazy?
A little bit.
That's great. So the air fryer is a big thing at your house?
Oh my gosh, I wish I would have had it 2 years ago.
Why?
Just because I have teenagers. And if you're a mother and you're having to stay at home or you're in the quarantine, it feels like you are, it's like a made to order. It's like your kids will come down, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And you're fixing three different meals for three different kids. And it's, you clean up the kitchen, it's time for a meal, and then you clean up the kitchen again like three times a day.
Yeah,
so
right.
The air fryer, you can get anything frozen. You can get, whether it's chicken nuggets, chicken tenders, french fries, whatever. And the kids can do it themselves. It's a very easy learning curve. So it's like for the past month, I have not really had to do lunch for the kids because they're all excited. They're picking out what they want. And I showed them how to clean it and everything. So parents, if you have kids 12 to 18 years old and they're wearing you out on getting the kitchen, you know, messy every 5 seconds, get an air fryer and teach them how to do it, and it'll save you so much time and stress.
And the key to crispy, get some of that olive oil spray, spray it on top, boom.
It's so good. They love it.
Yeah, I do that all the time,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it saved us a lot of money, too.
There you go. Good news, Eric.
Yeah.
Good advice from the mama of the bunch, Kelly Perry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I got a text from our coworker, Eric, and he says, frogs taste like chicken. That sat in fish water.
Ew.
Is that the grossest text I've ever received, I think? Then he says we need to go out to the Gillette Coon Supper in January. If I think frog legs are interesting, I'd probably have the chance to have more interesting Arkansas delicacies. So,
all right.
There you go. If you want to tell me about how great those frog legs are, take it from Eric. They taste like chicken that sat in fish water. That's really gross. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Friday, May 15th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to our friend and former Miss Arkansas, Claudia Raffo.
Happy birthday.
She celebrates today, so happy birthday, Claudia. Also celebrating today, Nikki Garner of Wynn, Michelle Allen of Jonesboro, Danica Lopez of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today, so happy birthday, Danica. Amber Watts from Jonesboro, David McFall of Jonesboro, Janet Simmons. We have Jenna Malone of Jonesboro celebrating Drew Copeland of Jonesboro. Michelle Polk Wellman of Jonesboro has a birthday today. Amber Hobbs of Cave City, who's also a nurse, so thanks for what you do. Happy birthday. Debbie Pierce of Wynn, 38. Amy Lancaster of Manila, 28. Nikki Vinson, 32. Alyssa Moritz of Stuttgart has a birthday. Lynette Fisher from DeWitt celebrates as well, celebrating tomorrow. Christian Osorio, 16, from Jonesboro.
Happy birthday, Christian. That's my stepdaughter's boyfriend, so big birthday for him.
Yeah, yeah. Angie Haley of Evening Shade has a birthday. Tara Townsend Thomason of Jonesboro. Jacob Johnson, 22. And Pee Wee Johnson will be 50. They're both from Mammoth Spring. Brittany Kozlowski of Wynn is 21. Holly Beth Webb has a birthday. Justin Dupree of Stuttgart celebrates. John Lawson from Pine Bluff has a birthday tomorrow. And Bonnie McKinnon of Casco turns 21 tomorrow. On Sunday, Shane Hurt from Jonesboro. Phyllis Bell of Jonesboro. Caitlin Speaks has a birthday on Sunday. Ginger Rawls of Paragould. Caleb Grooms of Powhatan turns 12. And Patty McCook has a birthday on Sunday as well. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Andy Murray is 33, tennis star. Alexandra Breckenridge is 38. That's Kevin's ex-wife, Sophie, on the show This Is Us. Jamie Lynn Sigler is 39. That was Meadow Soprano on The Sopranos. Emmett Smith is 51, retired Dallas Cowboy. I have met him before. He was really nice and not much taller than I was.
There you go. What's his number?
Was it 22?
Boom.
Yep. On Saturday, Megan Fox will be 34. Adam Richmond will be 46. He hosts Man vs. Food. Janet Jackson will be 54 on Saturday.
They said it was the last.
Do a movement she does.
I like that video. Janet Jackson. She turns 54 coming up tomorrow. See if you remember this one. Birthday to Janet Jackson. Her most famous moment ever. What do you think it is?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say the wardrobe malfunction.
Yep, the Super Bowl.
Deborah Winger is 65 today. That's Ashton Kutcher's mom on The Ranch. But many of you know her as the star of the 1980s movie Urban Cowboy.
Yeah.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching for eyes. Looking for traces.
Another great song from the Urban Cowboy soundtrack.
No, I won't be afraid.
afraid. Just as long as you.
That's Mickey Gillen.
Stand by me.
Did they do The Devil Went Down to Georgia on Urban Cowboy 2?
I don't remember.
Or am I making that up?
Johnny, you're rising up your bow and show your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals a card.
Maybe not.
And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
All right, so anyway, Deborah Winger, 65.
Pierce Brosnan is 67. He was James Bond at one time. Danny Trejo is 76. And on Sunday, Derek Huff is 35, of course, Dancing with the Stars, and he has a famous sister, Julianne. Bob Saget will be 64 on Sunday, Full House, and he also hosts America's Funniest Home Videos, now on Fuller House. And Jordan Knight will be 50 on Sunday from New Kids on the Block.
He's 50, that's crazy. He was a really popular one, right? All the girls like Jordan.
I like him.
Listen up, everybody, if you want to take a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Just get on the floor and do the New Kids Dance. Don't worry about nothing, because it won't take long.
You still know the words to it.
We're going to put you in a trance with a funky song. Because you're going to be.
Still relates till today.
We're up, up.
Yep, sure does. Jordan Knight from the New Kids on the Block. 50 coming up on Sunday. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, Arkansas. Hello and welcome to Friday. We're glad you guys have decided to be with us this morning. You can always follow us on the socials, Instagram and Twitter. Brandon on KFIN.
I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Let's do some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So with everything going on right now during the pandemic, unfortunately, more shows and events are being forced to be canceled and postponed. Three more major stars have made the announcement. Kenny Chesney, man, he put out a really sad, emotional post. Just real genuine, but he postponed his 2020 chillaxification. He released this statement saying, hey, no one has tried harder to make this tour a reality, but he can't find a way to make it safe.
Yeah.
So everything's postponed till next year. Maren Morris hit up Twitter. She said she's postponing her RSVP, the tour, to next year. So not even trying for this year. So she also included the 2021 dates in her post. She said, these months have been a rolling wave of uncertainty, hope, and reality. Let's do this at the right time when we can all be together. Yeah. And then George Strait, he postponed his two summer stadium shows, and he already has the dates 2021 lined up for them as well. But all of them, existing tickets will be honored. They're going to take care of everybody, but ugh.
Here's what's crazy about this, right? There are a lot of organizations and events and companies that hope to be able to host events later on in the year.
Yeah.
These acts, these country stars, they make a bulk of their money from these tours and going out and selling out these big venues and stuff like that. The idea that they feel they have to cancel based on talking to venues and sporting people and stuff like that, it sure makes you wonder about the rest of the year in live events. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, crazy news from the band Runaway June. You might remember Runaway June from the song Buy My Own Drinks.
I can buy my own.
There's three girls in
there.
Hannah Mulholland, Naomi Cook, and Jennifer Wayne, right? Those are the girls in Runaway June. Well, now the threesome has gone down to a twosome because Hannah Mulholland has decided to leave the band.
Oh.
And she says she's very thankful for the incredible journey they've been on, and she's excited to continue to evolve and to grow. So Hannah Mulholland has left the band Runaway June.
In the middle of being at home with his wife, Lauren, and three small kids, Thomas Rhett has still made the time to write more music. He shared a new song. It's called Want It Again. Here's what it sounds like.
And oh, I hope one day you'll find your way back into my arms. So girl, I'll put this heart of mine somewhere good and safe. In case you want it again someday.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, Thomas Surrett won it again. We have it up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
There's also a post up today from Carly Pierce. She's produced one of these Zoom-like music videos, right? And the song is called It Won't Always Be Like This. And I think when you hear this, you'll be like, wait a minute. That's pretty strong. The whole idea that, you know, we need to take life. We don't want to take it for granted. We want to live in the moment and enjoy the things that we're a part of in the moment. This is new stuff from Carly Pierce.
I remember how I couldn't wait to get out of my hometown. And now I'm looking for every excuse to go back on the weekend. And I can still see the front porch balcony every time I leave. Grandpa waving back at me. Wish I could have told myself back then. It won't always be like this. It won't always be like this. I know nothing lasts forever, but sometimes I still forget. It won't always be like this.
That's really crazy. That's great stuff right there.
It's powerful.
Great message right there from Carly Pierce. Again, the song is called It Won't Always Be Like This, and you can watch that video today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. That's your country music news powered by Orville's Men's Store. Guys, you can redesign your fashion, your style. Maybe you feel boring right now. I get it. I do too. Redesign your fashion online right now at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So the weekend's just about here. I was telling a buddy of mine, I'm so ready for the weekend. Like, I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure my wife has a list of stuff for me to do, but I got nothing planned.
Yeah.
I'm just ready for the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants a new romance.
I'm going to do some random Friday fun music.
Okay.
Random Friday fun. How about... Yeah, Pretty Reckless, Taylor Momsen, Cindy Lou Who. Completely random, right? How about this one?
Oh.
This is how we do it. This is how
Friday morning fun music. Come on now. Oh yeah. You're already in a better mood, right?
Yep.
I can tell.
As they can, cause every girl's crazy about a shot dress man.
You feel that?
Yeah.
Tell me if you feel this one. Alright, your turn.
What?
Friday morning fun music. Give me something.
Post Malone.
Post Malone?
Well, you just said it. You put me on the spot. It just came out.
Better Now, Rockstar, Sunflower, Goodbye, Circles.
Circles.
All right. Season's strange, now lovely and cold. Feed the flag, cause we can't let go. Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away. I dare you to do so good. I'm waiting on you. Again, so I don't take the one now. Let's go back to country.
And a little bit of chicken fried.
Or frog fried.
Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fits just right. And the radio up. I like to see the song.
Let's dance.
See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love. It's funny how
things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know.
Come on.
So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for
Let's go,
a toast
y'all.
To a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fits just right, and the radio world,
oh,
I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
Friday morning, fun, Brandon Baxter in the morning. Thanks for starting your day with us.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter.
All right, happy Friday, happy squirrel hunting day. Today you can go out and hunt squirrel, I guess. I don't know. I don't know who does it.
I want to go with them and yell so all the squirrels get away. Do you think people would yell at me?
Yeah.
They'd be mad.
I was just, heard about this a few minutes ago in talking to some friends who do some squirrel hunting. If you're looking for a great spot to go and get squirrels, Kelly's backyard is ideal because she feeds them.
That's true. You stay away.
You'll have hunters out there hiding in your bushes.
They're my little angels.
Waiting to go and get the squirrels. So, we're talking squirrel hunting and frog gigging today. What the heck has happened? The format's out the window.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, we appreciate you starting your weekend with us. I know it's not the weekend just yet, but we're getting close to it. So, we're going to celebrate it anyway, right?
So, we have Jason on the line. He's got something to tell us about squirrel hunting.
All right.
Hey, Jason, you there?
Yeah, Brandon. Squirrel dumplings is the way to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Dumplings?
Jason, what the heck is that?
You just take, like you do chicken dumplings, you just add squirrel.
Does it not make it kind of gamey?
Is it kind of greasy?
It's good. It's good. Hey, you got to have something to slop up after you get through eating it.
Oh, Jason, that's terrible. So tell me this. Do you go and hunt squirrels yourself?
Squirrel, rabbit, anything you can eat.
Because I'm pretty much thinking you can't go into a grocery store and buy some fresh squirrel, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know where you could buy that. So
maybe a specialty market somewhere, but not here.
So what
we take care of ourselves.
So what would you do? Like you get up in the woods and get up in a tree, or what do you do?
You sit by a tree or you walk through a tree. They got dogs that tray your squirrel for you.
Oh, my gosh. How often do you do this, Jason?
When I can, when it's season.
Do you drink a lot of beer during this time?
No, I really don't. I grew up. I stopped drinking so much.
So tell me this. When you're going out there and you're trying to get a squirrel, are they tough to shoot because they're little?
No, they ain't tough to shoot. But if you don't know how to cook them, they can be tough eating.
Oh, squirrel and dumplings.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I ever make some more squirrel dumplings, Brandon, I'll drop some off the station. Let you just try it.
And I will record when he eats it.
Kelly, you got to try it too.
There you go,
okay,
Jason.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, man.
It's not really, don't knock it. It's not bad. It's really not bad. If anybody has never ate it, I think they'd probably be better off eating the dumpling part than the fried part.
Well, we'll have to have him cook it for us.
Yeah, you'll have to.
And frog legs, Brandon, you eat frog legs or you just don't frog gig?
No, I'll eat frog legs at like a catfish buffet.
Yeah, I mean, they're great.
Yeah, they're not bad. But it's the whole idea of me going out trying to whack a squirrel or something like that. I don't know.
I know it's whack-a-mole.
Graphic, and I don't know if y'all can, but think about frog gigging. When you go clean them, you cut the back legs off and you throw the other frog down. That frog will jump around on his front two legs forever.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You see how much we're learning this morning?
Google it. Google it.
Hey, have a good weekend, Jason. We appreciate you listening, right, man.
Bye.
Yep.
See you, buddy.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
It can be frogs. It can be squirrels around here. It just doesn't matter. It can be fish. Right?
Yes.
How about some fish?
Ooh, ooh. You and me going fishing in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Down by the river
learned so much today. Squirrel season kicks off today, and Kelly says you have to have a license.
That's what it says.
So I don't know how you get that, but just go pay some money and you can go kill some squirrels. Happy hunting.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I got a message from Lisa. Says, can y'all play Roll On 18-Wheeler for my trucker? Give a shout out to all the hardworking truckers. Prayers for safe travels to them all. Thank you to all the truckers. Without them, nothing would be possible.
Yep. Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew. Roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
I love that.
Well, it's Wednesday evening. Mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknife rig in a snowbank in Illinois.
Thank you to the truckers out there, man, legit.
But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned. Cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told them when they found him to tell him that she loved him, and she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home, roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do, and roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
We appreciate all of you truck drivers out there keeping us supplied.
18 wheels and a dozen roses.
How about more truck driver songs?
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey now, come on.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Not necessarily about truck driving.
Life I love is making music.
All right, that doesn't
friend.
Really work. Bad idea, Kelly.
Nature's child, we were born.
Feel like a truck driver song.
Sure.
Born to be wild.
Maybe not.
Born
I think of being on the road with this song. Is that right?
Yeah.
Give me a toot toot for the truck drivers, Kelly. No, toot toot.
Toot toot.
Nah, honk honk.
No. What? No.
We do appreciate everything that you guys do. I'm pulling the horn signal. Go
honk
ahead.
Honk.
It's a good one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly likes to come in and tell me different things that I've missed on TikTok because even though I have it, I don't really know how to use it.
yeah. Every day there's a new trend, right?
Yeah, I know.
So I'm on there as well, although I have not posted any videos. But this may be the first one. Okay, so there's a new trend out there, and there's people that are milking cucumbers. Now, I've never heard of that in my life.
What do you mean?
Basically,
I don't understand how you can milk something that doesn't produce
right.
milk.
So what they do is you cut off the end of a cucumber, and then you take that and you start rubbing in a circular motion against the area of the cucumber you just cut it from. And then like this white stuff comes out of the edges of the cucumber. Well, you brush all of that off, and then you eat the cucumber, and people say it tastes better because
why?
Apparently it's this organic compound that it causes bitterness that you sometimes taste when you eat your cucumber. So by milking your cucumber, it can taste fresher and less bitter.
No way. This seems ridiculous.
There's videos all over TikTok of people doing it. You see it in front of your eyes.
So you cut the head of the cucumber off. Rub it around the spot you cut off, and all of a sudden stuff comes out of it.
Yes, and you see it on the video. And she talks about what's happening on the video, and you're like, wow. But it's a thing, and people have been doing that.
All right, I might even buy a cucumber this weekend and try that. It could be a science experiment. You're trying to teach your kid something. Hey, did you know you can milk a cucumber? Because nobody's going to believe it.
Yeah.
That could become my party trick when I go to parties. Oh. When somebody invites me to a party, I'll start milking all the cucumbers.
I think that would be a great... party.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Luke Bryan, one margarita. Brandon Baxter in the morning. Margaritas tonight at my place. Anybody?
Okay.
Anybody else?
Hey. It's mean.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Okay, so it's Friday morning, and we are looking for some Friday morning fun music, right? And basically, we just randomly say, hey, let's play this, and we hit the button, and it plays, right?
Yeah.
You kick it off. Friday morning fun music.
AC/DC.
AC/DC. Bam. Friday morning fun music, Cream. When you are with me, I'm free. I'm careless, I believe. Above the others. All right, Kelly, you get to go next.
How about Def Leppard?
Here we go. Friday morning fun music. Let's do Papa Roach.
Tear my heart open. I sew myself shut. And my weakness is that I care too much. And the skies remind us that the past is real.
All right, Friday morning fun music. Getting you ready for the weekend.
How about Christina Aguilera?
Come on in.
Christina Aguilera.
Your favorite video of all time.
Friday morning fun music for a little bit more.
How about some Michael Jackson?
Oh, yeah. From Michael Jackson to Metallica.
Still, baby, don't say a word. And never mind that noise you heard. It's just the beast under your bed. In your closet, in your head.
From Metallica to Matchbox 20.
Oh, yeah.
She only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice sounds strange. She says, baby, it's 3 a.m., I must be lonely.
Getting you ready for the weekend.
She says, baby.
From Matchbox 20 to Neil McCoy.
All she had to do is just give me that away.
Here we go, final one for the day.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Y'all, the format's out the window on Fridays. No matter how much I try, I throw it away mid-show. That's just what we do.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is what we call Frontline Friday. We team up with NEA Baptist, and basically we want you to tell us about the people out there who are doing great things, mm-hmm. who are keeping Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri going. That's the whole vision behind this. Who are the people who go to work and put themselves at risk every day because it's their job? Of course, that's doctors and nurses and at this point, the people who are working mm-hmm. in restaurants, they're yeah. back, and delivery workers and truck drivers. All these people on the front lines, grocery store workers who have worked the entire time, and many of them that I've talked to have had to take more shifts
yeah.
because it's even busier. Tell us about those frontline employees who go out there and are essentially protecting us and keeping our area going. You can go to our Facebook page, and we'll share those throughout the day here on KFine.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you go back and listen to today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, we talk about chicken and the fact that my chicken was not cooked and that Kelly's son wanted me to eat it and get sick. And he told me that, and he's banned from the show.
Prankster.
So Kelly also brings up the fact that she loves having the air fryer in her house so her kids can cook.
Buy one.
Yeah, it is a great thing. Mm-hmm. It's a great tool to have. We also talk a lot about, weird stuff, like eating rabbits.
And squirrel.
And squirrels. And going out and frog gigging.
Mm-hmm.
All stuff that people didn't probably think they would hear on today's show. We talked about that. Plus, we did some Friday morning fun music for you as well. It's all on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Tonight, we have the season finale of The Blacklist and Shark Tank. On Saturday, Graduate Together, America honors the high school class of 2020. And on Sunday, America's Funniest Home Videos, the 18th season finale of American Idol.
Wow.
Season finale of The Simpsons, Duncanville, Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, and Supergirl. Also, Taylor Swift, City of Lover concert is on Sunday night.
That's going to be big, too. Hope you guys have a great day and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.